You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of land and waters that this podcast is recorded on. Move by Mamma Mia is the exercise app for anybody, anywhere. And in case you missed it, we dropped a brand new stretching collection that can be used to improve mobility and bookend your favourite sweat sessions. Mamma Mia subscribers get unlimited access to Move, and we drop new workouts every single week. If you're on the hunt for movement that makes you feel good, head to move.mamamia.com.au and use the code MOVE10 to get $10 off a yearly subscription.
Hi, I'm Isabella Ross from Mamma Mia's daily news podcast, The Quickie. Here's what's happening in the news today, Wednesday, April 17th. A man who was wrongly identified by the Seven Network as the Bondi Junction Westfield mass murderer has hired a high-profile legal team threatening to launch defamation action against the TV network. The 20-year-old man, Benjamin Cohen, was incorrectly identified as the knife attacker by Seven on Sunday as part of the fast-moving story. Cohen has engaged two of Australia's foremost defamation lawyers, and it is reported that Cohen will be seeking damages from the broadcaster. An official statement from a spokesman for Seven has said it was human error and said they sincerely apologise. It comes as Bondi Junction Westfield confirmed they will open the centre on Thursday to allow customers to come and pay their respects, though the shops won't open for business until Friday. A woman has died and two more people are in hospital after consuming a drink alleged to have contained mushrooms at a health retreat in regional Victoria. The woman, now identified as 53-year-old Rachel Dixon, died at a wellness centre in the town of Clunes, 30 kilometres away from Ballarat. Detectives are now examining whether the drink contained mushrooms and how they came to be in the drink. The death comes less than 2 weeks after the health department issued an alert that poisonous mushrooms were growing across the state of Victoria, including the infamous death cap mushrooms. The Australian Olympic opening ceremony uniform has been given a big thumbs up by those who will be wearing it in Paris. The uniform unveiling took place today, all the pieces designed by Sportscraft. The main attraction is a green blazer, double-breasted for women and single for men. Underneath the blazer, athletes will have a choice of a sport-inspired tee or tank featuring gold and green ribbing and a stone-coloured chino short or a green and gold ombre pleated skirt. The uniforms also feature Indigenous artwork by Olympic boxer Paul Fleming and Torres Strait Island artist David Boson. Lastly, in news that will lift your spirits, Insta-famous bird Molly the Magpie has been reunited with best friend Peggy the dog. In 2020, Queensland couple Juliet Wells and Reese Mortensen were out walking Peggy when they came across Molly as a chick on the ground. Peggy and Molly's bond became so close that Peggy began to produce milk for the magpie, which helped keep him alive. Their documented friendship went viral on social media, and after some permit issues, the duo were reunited this week, and Molly is now allowed to stay with his owners as he wouldn't thrive in the wild. That's your evening news headlines. In tomorrow's ep, we're talking all about the 4B movement. Now, you may or may not have heard of it, but it's a global phenomenon that began in South Korea where women abstain from dating or marrying men. Instead, they commit to removing men as the central focus of their lives entirely. We unpack why it's boomed in popularity and the implications it has on the broader global society. Check out The Quickie, wherever you get your podcasts.